Shavua Tov Mevarach. It is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Actually, it's the last day of Av right now. And Mishnah Yomi is starting chapter 12 of Zevachim. The first two Mishnah out there. Tvul Yom, a Kohen who went into the mikveh today. Recall the very first Mishnah we learned in Brachot that a Tvul Yom has to wait until nightfall to be fully Tahar. He's already been to the mikveh, but he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, for the sunset, to eat his truma or korbanot. Umechuser Kippurim, the Mishnah adds, somebody lacking in atonement, somebody who had a situation such as Zav or Metzora, where they need to bring an offering to the temple before they can then re-enter and partake in the offerings. Einan cholkim bekodshim, they do not get a share of the offerings that the Kohanim are dividing that day, lechol la'erev, even to eat it later that night when they will be fit that night to partake in the offerings. But since right now, today, they're not fit to eat yet because of their situation, they don't get a portion now to eat later. The Mishnah adds Onen, and Onen is someone who, God forbid, lo aleinu, they lost a close relative. Nogea, he can touch an offering, ve'eino makriv, but cannot participate in bringing an offering. The reason is that an Onen is biblically forbidden from eating offerings or kodshim, but is not actually tameh. The Mishnah adds, "Ve'eno cholik lechol erev," but he also cannot get a share of what's the offerings being divided right now to eat it later that day after nightfall when he's no longer an onen. And of course, the Mishnah is talking about a kohen who heard that his relative died, so he's now an onen, but he didn't actually go and attend the funeral. Otherwise, he would, of course, be tamei as well and couldn't touch anything. The Mishnah adds, "Balei mumin," a kohen with a blemish. Bain bali mumin kavuin, whether they've always had this blemish, it's permanent. Bain bali mumin ovrim, or it's a temporary blemish. And the Torah lists those in Vayikra chapter 21. Holkin v'ochlin, they do get a share of the offerings of that day, and they can eat it, as long as they're not tame. Avolo makrivin, but since they have a mum, a blemish, they don't participate in the actual avodah. V'chol, and anyone, she'enu roi l'avoda, who can't perform the avoda, eno cholik b'basar, doesn't get a part of the meat. In the Gemara, Daf 99, they explain this. The Rav Bar Nura cites some of it. There's different psukim that say the ha'kohen ha'mechote ota yochlena, the kohen who does the chatat avoda, does the service of the chatat offering, he gets to eat it. Really, not just that specific kohen, but any kohen who would be fit to perform that avoda. The Mishnah adds, V'chol she'ein bo b'basar, any kohen who doesn't get a part of the meat, ein lo b'orot, also does not get a share in the hides, the skin of the animals. Afilu, and even, tame b'shat zrika damim, if the kohen was impure at the time they applied the blood to the mizbeach, v'tar b'shat chekter halavim, but he had become tahor, purified already, at the time that they burn the fats of the same offering, eino cholik babasar, he does not get a portion of the meat, shenemar, because it says, ha-makriv et dam ha-shlamim, the kohen who offers up, who brings close, makriv, karuv, the blood of the shlamim, vet chaylev, mibnei Aharon, and he brings the fat also to burn on top of the mizbeach from the sons of Aaron, the kohanim, lo tiye shokim in the mana. He gets the leg, the right leg, for his portion, not just the right leg, but also the hides. So the Bartner and the Rambam understand this to mean he has to be fit to do the avoda. He doesn't have to actually do the avoda. He has to be fit to do the avoda at all stages, not just the blood and not just the fats, but both. On to Mishnah Bet. Kol shelo zacha hamizbeach bifsara. Anytime the mizbeach, the altar, was not zoche, didn't have the zchus or the ability to burn up the flesh of an offering, lo zachu akonim ba'ora. The kohanim do not get the hide. So this would include an ola, a carbon ola, that became pasul, became invalid somehow before the blood was ever applied. So it was never fit, had never had a moment where it was fit to go up on the mizbeach and be burned. Shneamar, the Mishnah explains, the pasuk says in the Vayikra chapter 7, olat ish, it's the elevation offering of a person. Ola she'alta le'ish, meaning an ola that counted towards the obligation of the person. So if the ola was offered correctly, the blood was applied, and now they're about to put it on the mizbeach, so once the blood's applied, it counts towards the owner of the ola, even if something goes wrong before the animal's all the way burnt up on top of the mizbeach. But if something goes wrong before the blood is applied, it never had a moment where it was kosher to go on the mizbeach, it does not count for the owner. He has to bring a new one. The Mishnah elaborates, Ola shenishchata shlo lishma, an Ola that was slaughtered for the sake of a different offering. Afo pi shlo alta labailim, even though it doesn't count for the obligation of the owner of the animal, he has to bring a replacement. Ora LeKohanim. The hide does go to the Kohanim because really it is a valid offering. It just had the wrong intention, so he has to replace it. But since it was valid in some sense, as we learned back in chapter 1 here, the hide would go to the Kohanim to be divided amongst them. And the Mishnah points out, Ish is lav dafka, it's echad ola ta ish, whether it's a man actually, echad ola ta isha, or even a woman's offering, and the partner adds, even if an evid is bringing an offering, or otayin lo kohanim, the hide does go to the kohanim. And the partner explains that it does say olat ish, which kind of implies just an ish, just a man, but it also says or ha'ola, any skin, any hide of the Ola, which includes it, and really Olat Ish only excludes one where he's donating the entire thing to Bedek Abayit, so even the hide of his Ola would go to Bedek Abayit, the temple treasury, instead of the Kohanim. Yishar Kochachem, have a great week, a great Chodesh Tov.